Kumlen and Ablat Gemara, we are up to now the seventh Perek, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas. If three people eat together a meal, chayoven lezamen, they have to make a mezumen. So if you make a bracha reshayne, we say the only time that you can make a bracha reshayne is if you sit down together and have a meal together. When it comes to over here, bracha achrayne, even if you don't sit down together to have a meal together, if you happen to eat together, according to Moshe Shainim, you bench a mezumen. Even though others say you have to sit down together as well. What about people who are lechayda, who are eating something which perhaps is not 100% yet mutter? They can still join in for mezum. Marshal, ochel demai, you ate demai. Demai is dumb. My, what is this? If you buy from a anam oritz, they know to give truma, but do they give vayser? So meroiv amaratz and ma'asnin. The majority of amaratz give ma'isa, but the chacham ma'achmer that you should go ahead and give ma'isa when you buy it, except if you're a poor person, so they will make it. So if this person ate the ma'ah without giving that extra ma'isa, since the majority of the amaratz did give ma'isa, so you can't say it's not kosher. So therefore, you can join the mezumah. Or a ma'isa rishon shenikul trumasa. If a levi goes ahead and cuts off the stalks, the way the procedure order is, first you give truma to the kohen, then you give 10% to the levi, and then levi gives 10% of his ma'isa, called truma's ma'isa, to the kohen. If the levi was marked in b'shebolim, he jumped to the head while it was still growing, so there's no chiv of truma yet, and he takes his ma'isa first, then truma has been forfeited, and all he has to do is give truma's ma'isa. If he took it from after it was cut off already, he jumped in before the kohen. Because once it's a chiyuv of truma, then the lady has to first give the truma, the 2% to the kohen, and then give the 10% to his maisa. So maisa is a shenitl truma, that the truma was taken, he gave the truma's maisa, but he jumped in ahead. It's all right. He did no truma given here, but it was still all right. He shouldn't have done it, but he did it. It's all right. Or maisa sheni behegdish nivdu. If you have maisa sheni that every third and sixth year that you have to take with you. The first, second, and fourth, and fifth year, you have to take with you to the Shalayim, 10%. And if you cannot take your whole produce, you redeem it. And you redeem it for its value, and you also add a chaymish. If you redeemed it for its value, but you didn't add the chaymish, and you ate this with the money, whatever it is you did, it's all right still, because even though it's technically it has been redeemed, we just want you to add a chaymish. So all these instances, it's not 100% perfect, but yet you can join in for the mezumen. Hashamish or Kazayis, if Hashamish who ate a Kazayis and he's wandering about and he ate a Kazayis from your particular meal in order to join you for the Zimun. So even though, we'll still see later what the Shamish, more explain what the Shamish is, they all can join in to the Mizuman. And Hakusi, while we treated them, so like Gedim, and these are people that were sent by King of Assyria, they're a nation of Kutu, and they were sent to Ejusro, and they got scared of the lions, so they converted. Questionable whether conversion is a proper conversion, Gedi Emesain or Gedi Aroyesain. But even if you hold Gedi Emesain,
ulterior motives.
Exactly. And they never intended to be, they just wanted to help the Eden. But then later on, even those old Gedi Emerson, there was a time when they followed them and they saw they went to this pilgrimage to this mountain and there was a dove on top of the mountain and they worshipped the Rei Zorah. That's when they were stripped. But while they were, we said that all those mitzvahs they took upon themselves, they were more medactic than we were. So therefore, at the time when they were accepted, we excluded them as zimun. Ochal tevel ma'ish lo yinit l'tir ma'asa, but if he ate, let's say, a koyin. Let's say the eight to tell my where the levy took it after he was chayv and truma, after he was piled up and he took it himself and he didn't give the truma, then it's an iser to eat it. Or a ma'isa sheni behegdish lo nidlu didn't redeem it at all. It's an iser to eat it. V'hashamish ha'ochel pachon kizayis, or a shamish who ate less than the kizayis, which means he cannot. There's no chiddush in that because he cannot join the benching. Chiva benching, but he just brought it down. The flip side of each one. The converse of each case in the first part. V'hanochi and a goy a mezamni alav yikana, including the zimun, which is obvious.
Is he the din of an eved, or is it just that's what he does for a living?
He's a yishav, a butler, but his job is to a waiter. His job is to be in and out. He's not really kaveya to be mesarev with you. He's a waiter. That's his role in this story here. Now, big machlekes are showing me because it says here that because you ate issa, you cannot join the zimun. So the rabbi wants to bring a rabbi from here. The zimun you cannot join in, but you have an own chiyuv making a bracha before and after. Because if you ate something treif, you don't make a bracha after. We're talking about zimun for bechal not shayet the bracha. So the rabbi paskins that if you ate treif, you still need to make a bracha before and after. You still have to thank Hashem for giving you the chazer. who created the chazer.
So you had sustenance, basically.
That's right. And the Rambam says, Mefedish not, that even if Beshegik, you didn't know it was treif, and you ate it, and you found out later that it's treif, you make a bracha. And even if you ate it, the Rambam said further, if you ate deliberately, you ate chazer, knowing it's chazer, you make a bracha. The Rishonim say, there's a big machlek in the Ritva. Notice in the Al-Zerbi, he says, the Ritva says that if you eat treif because you're sick. No, he says you don't make a brach either.
Because it's treif.
Yeah, so he says the onus is not on the food, the onus is that you're sick. But you voluntarily ate the treif.
And what if you eat kosher l'shem refuah?
I'm just talking, it's the same thing. Kosher. Yeah,
the doctor says you got to eat.
Yeah,
this,
then you make a bracha. You make a bracha. From a treif, if you ate treif because you were sick, the Ritva says that you do not make a bracha. It's not your fault. You have to eat it. So he says, what's not your fault? Your fault is not your fault that you're sick. But who? But you went and ate it. So you voluntarily ate it. You ate treif. He says if you eat on Yom Kippur, you don't make a bracha. Unless you're sick, the doctors say you're dying. Kuach nefesh. But most of Shreim hold that you do make a bracha, and the Rebbe says that if you're sick. I've just said the divrei hakol, which means Al-Zebi does not have a ritva on brachas, because clearly the ritva says what I just told you. So that you do make a bracha, and the Rebbe Nesich explains, because then instead of getting its chayis from gimel klipas atmeis, if the Torah says that you're allowed to eat it, then it gets its chayis now from the klipas noiga, not from klipas atmeis. So therefore you can make a bracha and so on. So interesting. Then the ritva goes further. That if you don't eat pas, he's talking about pas akum. But if you don't eat pas akum or chol akum, you don't make a bracha if you eat it. Because for you, it's treif. Fascinating. Anyway, let's continue. Right, the Gemara. How do you know this? How do you know you're supposed to have a mezuzah? Oh, sorry, I missed the last part of the Mishnah. Ad kama mezamin. How much do you have to eat before you make a zimun? Ad kezayis, ad the minimum kezayis. According to the Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says, ad kebe, the size of an egg. We'll see about this later in the Gemara. You tell them, let you guys, you too, why don't you go and join me and grandize Abishdev and then we will elevate his name together. So it's a total of three people. Now, says here, when I call out Abishdev's name, you guys should give praise to Abishdev. Again, it's three people here. If you answer, I mean, you shouldn't answer louder than the person who originally made the brach. Hashem it says, "Gadlu Lashem iti." I want you to with me. We should all be together. So you shouldn't be louder than me. How do you know the metagim shouldn't be louder than the original person who's telling you? They used to translate every single pasuk in the Torah. The guy used to read, then the guy used to translate. The guy used to read, the guy used to translate. Moshe spoke and the Eibishter responded in his voice. What do you mean in his voice? Eibishter said in his voice. Bekoil shel Moshe. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was a meturgeman. Moshe was a meturgeman. The Eibishter didn't have to say it loud. Moshe had to scream and yell for all the Klal Yisrael should hear him. The Eibishter didn't have to yell. The Eibishter was whispering. The Eibishter telling it to Moshe. He could have whispered it to Moshe. And yet it said that Moshe, that the Eibishter Yanenu Bekoil, but the Eibishter said it in the same tone, the same voice, same pitch as Moshe Rabbeinu did. So that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't be louder. Moshe Rabbeinu is a meturgim. The Eibishter was a kohen, not the other way around. The Eibishter is the original, Moshe Rabbeinu is a meturgim. He's passing it on to the Eden. But since Moshe Rabbeinu has to say loud, and the din is that you're not allowed to say louder than the original, so the Eibishter therefore said it loud to Moshe Rabbeinu, the same pitch that Moshe Rabbeinu said over to the Eden, to teach you that a meturgim should be louder than the original.
How do you read this?
What do you mean then? Why? There's no need to tell me that Abishah said it in the same tone as Moshe Rabbeinu. Why would he? So why does the Torah say that?
Why does it?
Yeah. Tanya Rabbi learned, ain't a matagna show like because in a kodi. No, let the matagna lift his voice higher than the kodi. If you mean the matagna be kodi, look at the kodi. What happens in the matagna? Cannot be as loud as the kodi. Then you might have kodi kodi kodi. The kodi has, it's not just a din the matagna, it's a din also on the kodi. So the kodi has to lower his voice so that he shouldn't, that the matagna shouldn't be any louder. It's not respectful that the matagna should be louder than, even though you always say the role of the matagna in the times of the Moroyim, the role is just to be an amplifier. But actually, it was more than amplified. His idea is also to explain it and put it into words that the people can understand. Each must be learned. Sorry?
If the translator is going louder than him, shouldn't
if he can, but what happens if he can't? And if here's somebody case where the Metargim himself can't go any louder than that, certain pitch, then the Koyre, the original person, has a duty to lower his voice. Even Glenn, Shnayim Shach Lekacha, two people together, Pligi Rav Rabbi Yechel Chadam Im Rotzel Zam Zam. When we say three people, minimum Zimun, that's a Chiv, but optional, even two. And the Chadam Im Rotzel Zam Zam Zam, there's such a thing as optional two, either three and more. And the way we, why Dafke three? Because since when it comes to benching, the way the Rabbi Yechel explained, when the benching, when it comes to making a bracha, we're sitting down and eating meal together. The whole idea of coming to benching is we're going to separate from each other. We're breaking our connection to each other. So two people, but benching, you don't think of them as women. When you have three, then it's like a Rav Am. Three is a crowd. So then, okay, so that is what bonds us together. So now we learned. Actually, it's a fascinating ritual over here. We talks about, as far as I know, he's the only one who says this. But he has a whole chakira. What's, you know, we make a distinction between brichas hanenin and brichas hamitzvos. All brachas are brichas hanenin. So therefore, you know, I'm not responsible for you that I can make a bracha for you unless we sit down together and have a meal and one guy can make a bracha for everybody. Brichas hamitzvos, I make kiddush at home. I can make kiddush somewhere else for somebody. You know, I make kiddush in shul, I can make kiddush somewhere else at home. Because it's a mitzvah, I'm responsible for you. Says the ritva. Everybody thinks that benching is brichas hanenin. She says, I don't think so. Benching is a brichas hamitzvos. You know, before you ate something, you're having a bracha for hanoch. Now there's a chi of a chaltus of otorachta. He says, mahatayda to bricha the mitzvahs. So if I already benched, I can bench for you. And he said, mahatayda. The rabbanon came along and says, because it looks like bricha hanenin, the average person thinks so, we will treat it like bricha hanenin. But it's still, it's really a bricha hamitzvahs. So you can bench, you know, so on and so forth. So, the Mishnah says, three people join together, you have to mazamis. They're talking about when you're obligated. Here we're talking about when it's optional. The Mishnah saying obligated is three, but optional the Mishnah is not discussing. Three people ate together. If three people ate together, you have to make a mezumin, and you're not allowed to divide. Only three people, not two. And again, shiny house and the kavlo b'chayiv mikada. Since we're chatchil of three, we have a chiyuv to make a mezumin. But two don't have a chiyuv, and it's up, again up to them. We're not discussing two. Tashma coming here. Hashamish ayim hashamish al shnayim. Hashamish who was serving the two people had his oichel imam. He sits. You know, generally, hashamish is not allowed to sit on the table. He's a waiter, a butler. He shouldn't be. The halach is he shouldn't be sitting on the table. He's not equal to the to his employer. Or to the guest that an employer has. But if they need a third person for a mezumin, there's no conceitedness here if he sits down with them to eat, because you don't even have to ask permission. Because surely they'll be happy that you sit down and eat with them so they can have a mezumin. So he says, He then asked that he would give him. You're allowed to wife because they're happy to have a third person. But then it says, there were three people besides you. You're not allowed to eat unless you get permission. Because they don't need you. Now, you're telling me that two people can make a mezumah. They don't need him either. So why do you say that two people that you're allowed to sit down without permission because you need me for mezumah? And they don't need you. You just said that it's optional. On a voluntary basis, we can have mezumah without you. Everything more shiny house, and there's different the nichlo miklo chayve, because we know that God will have a mitzvah of oisa yaisa misha any mitzvah. It's always better to have a mitzvah. If you join us, we have to have mezumin. If you don't know, join us, it's only optional. So therefore, it's always better to do a mitzvah when you have to, rather than when it's optional. Taking a little further, we're seeing more kedusha. Toshma coming here. Notchim mezamnes laatzman. Women make their own mezumin, avodim mezamnin la'atzman, and servants make their own mezumin, and noshim v'avodim v'ktanim, im rotu lezamin, im mezamnin. They want to join together, they can't. I'm going to ask an interesting question. Let's get the parentheses. V'hameya noshi k'tere gavid namin. That we know that women, even 100, are only treated like two men. In other words, they don't have the din of a chiv, they don't have a chiv of mezumin. Sorry? No, that's a kechad damyan. Here's ketrei. You must say to them. That means it's not like a mezumin three. Where you need a mezumin of three, no matter how many women there are, there are only like two. That's what it means here. Uktoni nashim mezamin latzman, and yet you tell me that women can be mezamin themselves.
That's a raya to the one who says you can
that's,
have two.
No, it's a raya that two can. Sorry, it's a raya that two can. And it says in effect that women could be mezamin themselves. Is that either too? Could mezamin? Is that either to the, it supports the one that says that's a tapshah? Says like, no, shiny hosom. This is different. The ika deyais. As far as the chiyev is concerned, there are only two. They're not chayiv and mezumin. But on the other hand, as far as what do you call it? As far as how many people there are, the fact is that three people, and because there are three people, there's a crowd. They can make a mezumah. It's not like two people, it's three people. When I say that, when I say it's not optional, you cannot make a mezumah at all, there's only two people there. But if there are three people there, then you can make a mezumah. Even if even where there's no chiv, but I'll be minded that it's optional because there are three people there. But when you have two people, you can't. They have a hard time figuring out why taka women potter for zumah. If they're chayiv and benching, why should they be potter for zumah? Why? They try to work it out. Three people. People. No, but when the days is the lashon we use for people. We have this in Mosaic as well. When do you say that when do I say there's no such thing as a voluntary system is by two? It's not a crowd. There's no Rav Am. By three you have a Rav Am, you have a crowd, you make a bracha. Now women are not chai, so therefore we halachically we treat them like two. But Mitzias the fact is there's three there, so they can. If they want to, they can. They cannot join together. My lawyer, why not? But you could say, definitely have three people. And there's a whole different issue there. The Avodim intervene, Mishum Pritzusa. The Avodim Bechlal. We don't want Avodim to join men either. Avodim misbehave. And therefore, we don't want them to be mingle with women. It's time. Let's conclude. Rab is the one who says, Imrot. It says one verse. We don't know who said what. Let's conclude that Rab is the one who says, Imrot lezamen ein mezamnim. We do not allow, we disallow them from making a zimun. Why Rab? He said the following din. And it's an inference from this din. He said, three people joined, are together to bench. The yotze echad mem l'shuk, and one of them went out on the street. You summon him back. He doesn't have to come back to the table, but he has to be within earshot, and we can include him in the zimun, even though he walked away. Now, what do you have to call him back for? If two people are good enough, just go ahead and bench. What do you have to call him back for? It seems to me, time of the koidin, the only reason is because he called him back. If you wouldn't have summoned him back, you couldn't bench. Said him again. Same schnitt that we had till now. Same gang we had till now. And that is, there's a difference between a mitzvah when you're doing it because it's an obligation, and a mitzvah you do on a voluntary basis. An obligatory mitzvah is a much higher madrega. And since when they sat down, there were three, and they had an obligation to make a mezumin, therefore we want to have to satisfy that level of mitzvah. And that's why we summon them back. But technically, if he doesn't come back, we can still bench, but it won't be anymore. A chay will be only a voluntary. Which I know there's different. Equal of a chayv, me call it, it's a chayv. Ela testayim, let's conclude. Rabbi Yechon, the Amma, Rabbi Yechon says, Imrocho lezamen, im mezamen. Let's conclude. Rabbi Yechon says, if they want to be mezamen, you're not mezamen. Let's forget. Rabbi Yechon says that we disallow. Well, how do we know that? If two people ate together, echad mehen yoytze bebeches chaveri. It says, what did Beichan say? That if two people eat together, one guy can make the bracha and have in mind both people. Now, what's the chiddush? Ravina ba my kamash was a chiddush. Tanin, we already learned. Shama v'le ona yotze. If you hear a bracha, even if he didn't answer amen, you yotze. You don't even have to answer amen. And you are yotze. I hear a bracha, I'm yotze. So what's the chiddush of Beichan? Bom Rab Zayda, loyme tell you, she'ein birchas hazimun bein nehem. And Rab Zayda says, what he's trying to tell you is, there are two people, that the only the first bracha, but it's not a birchas hazimun. Birchas hazimun. In other words, you can't make a mezumin. Because optional mezumins don't work. You only have to, a chiv mezumin is only three. So, what?
No, just, I don't know, maybe my tfus is different. It says mozin, not zimun.
You must have gone ahead a few lines.
That's a good point.
The first line is Leimer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but it doesn't make sense by Muslim. Yeah. Sorry?
Okay.
So Abzeda is saying the Pshat Nebuchadnezzar here is that by two people, there's no Muslimin. Clear, not even on a voluntary basis. It's time we can conclude. One second. Okay, but interesting thing that we just brought here is that if you don't answer Amen, you are still Yaitzah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, right in the first page, he says, that if you hear a bracha, we don't answer amen, you yetze, and if you answer amen, it's as if you made the bracha. So the Rambam tells us there's two levels in Shemaya Ko'ina, and he makes it an interesting way. If you don't answer amen, then I heard the bracha, it's good enough. If I answer amen, you become like my shlech, it's as if I myself said the bracha, it's a high madrega. And in fact, we hadn't any more nazar. God will ha'ayna amen yaisim and ha'mavarech. That if answering amen makes you even better than the one who made the bracha. Because I have both milas. I made the bracha, plus I said the amen. The rabbis, they came from the west, from Eretz Yisrael. Amri, they said, they came and they ruled that if you want, if it's a voluntary base, you want to make a zilman, you can. So, now, which rabbi was in the bubble? So if the students of Eretz Yisrael come forward and they say you're allowed to make a mezuzah to two people, obviously they heard Rabbi Yechonon. So what did he tell Rabbi Yechonon? Said that you cannot make a mezuzah to two people. If I can't, he's the one who said you could. My love, the Shmilu and Rabbi Yechonon. And we're like, no, the Shmilu and Rav mekame dinochi lebavel. You think Rav only became a star when he was in Bavel? That Rav was a star even at Yisrael. He had Talmidim. These are his Talmidim. And we had him more in Gittin Avav, the Mechinochi's Rav lebavel. The whole bubble changed around. Rav came to bubble, he brought Taylor to bubble, he transformed it. Good for let's analyze it. Let's analyze what we said before. Three people eat together, the Yotzach and the Sugar, one of them went out on the street. Koyin law, you summon him back, and all of them make a movement. Only if he responds, he has to come back. We're talking about three people, it's enough if he stands outside and he hears and he answers loud. If you have a minion and one guy went outside, you can't let him stay outside. You have to bring him back, he's not covered. Till bring it back. Masker of Ashi, Adrabe Fakert, Ivcha Mistabre, Chelu Yur Agi Fakert. Tisha, if there are nine people sitting by the table and one guy standing outside, nobody will realize there's not 10 people needing Kasora. Nine people look almost like 10 people, so therefore, and you have that 10 person anyway outside, so it should be all right. Shnayi may need, if you don't have two people at the table, it looks like there's not enough people there. So then maybe you have to wait till he comes back. The Hilchasikim Azutra. My timer, what's the reason? Why taka by a minion we are only more machmir? Kiven the boy like Kurdish and Shemayim. Since you have to mention the Abish's name, it's less than 10 people. It's not appropriate to praise the Abish's thing. The machlek is a shayin, by the way, if this whole idea of a mazumin is mahatayim or the rabban. You think, I mean, everyone thinks it's the rabban, but actually the number of shayin hold that to have a mazumin is mahatayim. Especially 10 people and above. Yeah, it's my hot table. And the rule is, if two people are together, it's actually a mitzvah to separate. Rashi holds a mitzvah separate side for the first bracha, mitzvah side for the second bracha, for benching. And Tosfos is another shem hold, no, for the first bracha we learned before, you can have a mind. We're talking about only for benching. Each one should bench on their own, because it's not a mezuzah, and each one should bench on their own. Tanya, what we learned? Shnayin shochel kach and mitzvah chadavai. Medva amurim kishneim soifim. When they both know how to read, avil echad soifiv echad bur. Someone knows that. Interesting. A reader is called a soifiv because he counts the letters and words. And the other one's a bur. Soifin mevarech ubur yaitze. The soifiv can read and the bur can be yaitze. It's a fascinating taste. I think we should learn together inside because you won't believe me if I tell you. Let's taste the shiny husk of nikadeus. The last part of taste is here. What taste says. Right in the middle, it says Venashim Tzarechiyin. Right in the middle, it says Nashim. Tosfos has a whole discussion here whether women should make their own mezuzah, because it says Nashim is Alatzim, or they're allowed to make their own mezuzah. And then, and Lepoil wonders why today the meaning is that they don't when they should. You know, he brings a couple of other Tosfos, and they used to force their daughters to make a mezuzah. But look at Tosfos, Venashim. Tzarechiyin, you have to look into Im Yaitzes Bebiches Hazimus Shal HaNashim. Remember, those days of mezuzah is not what we think today. We'll see in the Gemara in a few days exactly what it was. But one person is to read and say the benching, and everybody else will sat and listen, and there were Yaitzes benching. It wasn't just the introduction to benching, then we all did our own thing. So, it's questionable whether you can have a mezuzah when one person benches loud and the woman can be Yaitzes. What's the question? Ma'acha She'ein Mevinas, because they don't understand Lashon Kodesh. Okay, so and the din is in order to be yaitze, you have to understand what's being said. The yesh mevin raya to yaitze. Now those who say you can make a woman. What's the raya? But our mother came. We just learned the seifim mevarech ubur yaitze. A bur is even worse than amaretz. And if you can be yaitze a bur, you can be yaitze a woman. Become mashmesh afanoshim yaitze bechemal shalom. We can bench and have in mind women. Says Tosfos, no. I can repudiate that raya. You know why? I reject it. The shiny bur shemavin beloshen hakodesh. He has established the kodesh. The yodek tzas my kama. This is a bur. He has some vague idea of what's going on over here. I will any day l'varach. He has no idea of how to make a bracha, so therefore you can be mitzim. He knows that you're benching. He knows he had challenged the kaddish, so maybe he's said a few words. Avol noshim she'ein mevinas klal. Women who don't understand the kaddish, they have no idea what you're doing. But she's maybe not enough. Maybe not
yet. So what's the hava minute that they should make their own mitzvah?
Punk down. There's one woman that knows how to, but the rest don't. In other words, you see what Tosfos here is that zero education, zero.
Not even reading.
Nothing.
And what would Tosfos say nowadays, where women are educated and stomach, he would have a different shit.
I'm sure they would. I'm just saying, it's amazing how, when you know, when Sherish Nair started the school system, you have to understand how the women knew nothing. Just no education. Zero education.
I'm a yogi kid.
100%. My Bobby used to read it every Friday. Every Friday. Okay. Back to the Gemara. However, the Melsha Shem hold, when you're davening for yourself, even though you don't understand what you're saying, you're still Yotze. It's talking about being mighty somebody else. When you mighty somebody else, that's why the din is that if you mighty somebody else and they don't understand what you're saying, they don't know how to read, they have to repeat word for word after you. They can't just sit and listen. They have to repeat word for word after you. You're not being mighty anybody. But I'm all. Today we just go through the motions. But we're not being mighty anybody. So Haitzi is Misha Ein Abaki. But who's the Ein Abaki today? Everyone can read the English or whatever. But the reason my chalek is if you don't understand Hebrew, what's better to daven in English or Hebrew? Anyways, let's continue. I once said it. Other people say it. The name of Rav Zeder, Kavasi, who holds us like me. Three people in together, and two guys want to finish benching. The third guy has to stop eating and wait till they say at least lazon. But if two people, if one person wants to leave, the two going to have to stop eating for him. He has to wait. The Lord knows, but a papa afsig leila abba ma'abre. A papa used to stop for his son abba ma'abre. He wants to leave the table. Iyu v'chad, a papa always had somebody else, and he stopped eating and waited for his son to bench. Shine a papa, he was doing a nice thing, didn't have to. These three people, son Yehuda, Rabashi, son Mar, and Rabashi, they ate bread, bahadid together, they don't know who to honor, because they're all equal in stature. So three people eat together. If you have to make a mezumah, that one guy should bench and have everyone in mind. Hani milechad ikod n'gadol. It is a greater person. Avalechad chadoni. We can all bench equally. Then chiluk brachos adif. Then maybe lechayda. What's the mile of mezumah? The whole mile of mezumah is that the person who's the biggest tzaddik, the one who understands davening best, should daven, and he benches on behalf of all of us. But if we're all equal, then I might as well bench myself. What advantage is there in having a mezumah? That's what they thought. Better forget, each one davens themselves. Each one benches themselves. Also, they went to the Yehuda's father, Menemer. He said to them, okay, you talk a bench well. There's an inyan to have a mezumah, not just to have an odum godl to bench him half. The inyan to have a mezumah, because Barav Am Hadras Melech, you're benching the Abish together, and okay, we'll do it again. Once your bench is over. Boom, what happened? You come to a house and they're already starting a baisamil mention. What do you, and you didn't eat it? What do you respond? What do you say? You just say baruch vaydech or baruch vaydech shmoy. You know, it says the papa says oyna amen. You say amen, and the one answers, but like, please, not even an argument. If they were saying already, if they were saying the vaydech, you know, the baisamil mention, then you say he shem vaydech. The people already answered. If the guy said the Varech Shachal Mishaloi, then you say Baruch, exactly. But if you didn't hear him say that part, you just hear the people saying Baruch Shachal Mishaloi, then you have to answer to what they're saying. And for that, you say Amen. If you answer Amen after your own Baruch, it's fantastic. But Tani Idech Adi Maguna, it's pastish, like Kasha. Hobbit, Boyne Shlime, Shab Brachas, Boyne Shlime, all the Brachas. Big Machlake to show you what that means. According to some, Boyne Shlime means Dafke Boyne Shlime to show a difference between the part of benching which is Matayra and the part of benching which is with the Rabbanon. But not other Brachas. Or other Brachas only if it's a completion of a section. Like after Yishtabach, he can answer Amen because he completed the Psukkah Zimra. After end of Shmanesa, Amma Bashalom, you can answer Amen because you can do anything. But Stamina, and others say after every Bracha, you can say Amen.
we only do it after the
Bein Shlaim. That's it. Habesha Brachas Abaye Anile Bekola. Okay. You must say Abaye when he used to bench, he used to say that part of benching Bein Shlaim. Amen. Very loud. Kehecha Delishmu Poilim. The workers should hear. If you remember, we learned that the workers only have a right to bench the first part of benching, and they omit the last part of benching because it's only the Rabbanon. They have no right to the bench and the cheshbon of the employer. So he would say it loud. Kehecha Delishmu Poilim. The workers should hear, realize Matayin is over. Vilek came. They should get up and go to work. That's what made loud the Raisa. Rabashi behaved punfakert. Only label the chish, he would whisper. Why? Because if he would say it loud, people would think, ah, the rest of the bench is not important. And these people wouldn't say it to a matey. Kech lein is also a matey matey. And we'll have a machlekes about matey matey and matey matey and the rabbonon. And we pass the rabbonon. Rab Zeri, Rabbi Yechol, Rabbi Yechol was one sick. Ol gabei Rabavu. Rabavu went to visit him. Kobelei, accepted upon himself. Im mitpache, he can get cured. Katina chodeshak. Well, Langmar Tain is why he was called, the whole story that he jumped in the oven. He was called the midget who burnt his thighs. Because he's very short, Rab Zeri. In fact, his name, Zeira, is Zeira. The one was the nickname of his real name. How did they know he'll be a midget when he was born? Katina Chodeshak, he said, if he gets better, then Avidna Yamatav Rabban. I'm going to make a Yamtav, I'll make a Suda. If this tzaddik gets better, I'm going to make a Suda's Haida. So you know you make a Suda's Haida, if somebody's sick and gets better, this is the Mokka, you're supposed to make a Suda's Haida. And that's something, a Yamatav, it's called a Yamtav. Atmech, he got better. So they invited all the Rabbanim in the city. When it came time to bench, it came time to actually make a bracha meitzi on the bread. Over here, mishra means to break the bread. I want to honor you with doing a betzias apas. Don't you agree, Rabbi Yechi, which is the halacha? The balabai is boitzeya. The balabos should be the one to break the bread. And the reason is, when the balabos breaks the bread, since you're the balabos, I can be generous. I can give big pieces to everybody. If a guest does it, they'll only give small pieces. What right do you have to be generous on another cheshbon? So from here we learn out that the person who breaks the bread gives everyone a piece. They shouldn't eat from their own bread. They should eat from the balabos' bread. Shalom. Okay. So then Rabavu did it. He was boitzeya. When it came time to bench, I want to honor you, Reb Zeider, because you're the guest of honor here. I want to honor you with benching. Don't you that the one who made the hamaitzi, he should be the one to make the bench. However, he said, no, Rabbu, you command Srila, Kihodom Rabbi Yeshua Shimon Yechoy. He learned like Shimon Yechoy, the Balabai is Baitseya, the Balabos Taka makes the hamaitzi, because he's generous. The guest should be the one to bleed the bench. Why? Balabayis, but say Kadesha Yivtsabai and Yofi. Should be generous. Avarech Mavarech, the Shivara Balabayis. You say, Rachman Yavarech. We do the Rachmans. In fact, our Rachman is the standard Lashon. Look at other Rachmans. You list over there everybody you want to give a bracha to. And Kadesha Yivara Balabayis. So you should bench Balabas. Mind the Varech. He wrote, and they used to actually add an extra prayer. So that you want the guy to bench the Balabas and thank you for the meal he gave him. In this world, should be ashamed in the world to come. And the Rebbe would add more things. The Rebbe was a rich man. See, a poor person doesn't really appreciate wealth. Whatever Yudah Nasi, who had Gresser Hasagas, he gave much better bracha. He said, Begashmis also do well. Not only Ruchin, not only Gan Eden and everything else, but it's nice. But while you're here, you should also have a good time. Interesting, he included himself as well, threw himself in there. The Kravi Bli'ir, that's another interesting bracha. We shouldn't have to travel far to work. It's our business should be right next to us. And the Sutton should have no ashpa, Leib Maisi Yodav, Leib Maisi Yadenu. Basically, he covered every possible angle. Ruchni is Gashmi is everybody at the table, everyone should be atzlacha. I know that in the Sfarim sometimes when we go there, you have all these brachas that they say. I'm not sure, I can remember. Maybe the